Okay, now after completing all the heads of income, computation of income, that is salary, house property, business and profession, other sources, capital gain, now we have reached to a chapter where we are doing clubbing of income. Now, along with our income, there are some situation where you need to club the income of your family member into your account and then you have to pay tax. So which are that criteria? So three of them we will have in conversation here in this session. So one is income from of spouse, means income earned by spouse. Spouse means wife or husband. For me, my wife is spouse, and for wife, me is I am the spouse for her. Okay. So when the income of the spouse will be clubbed to you, when the spouse is earning the salary, when the spouse is earning the salary, why her income or his income should be clubbed to him or her? So what is the reason? See, suppose I'll take my example. I am my wife is working in a company where I am having a substantial interest. Substantial interest means if I am the shareholders and I have the voting right in that company. So every company has certain percentage. If you are having a certain percentage of shares in a company, so you had a voting right. Okay, that may be 5%, 15%. I think it is 15%. So we are not supposed to debate on the percentage of holdings of the shares for voting right. But if you have a substantial interest means if you have a voting right in any company, that means you are the shareholder and you have a voting right. So you are having a substantial interest in that company. And you are, and my wife is working in that company where I am having my substantial interest. And my wife got the job not on the basis of her qualification. She has done arts, but she is doing the job of accountancy. She is doing the job of accountancy. Okay. She has done commerce, but she is the head of the research department, chemical research department. Understood? So, one first condition that I am having a substantial interest in that company. Second, the wife where she is working, she is not working on the basis of their she is not earning on the basis of her qualification and knowledge, but only because of my substantial interest in that company, she is taken as an employee and she is getting salary. In that situation, the income of the spouse, the wife, will be clubbed to me in my income. Acha, that clubbing is done in the income from other sources. Keep this in mind. Income from other sources. Clubbing part will come in income from other sources. Understood? Right? Acha, now, take it like this. Ki, I am working in a firm where my wife is having substantial interest and she is working in a firm where I am having substantial interest, and both are working without the not on the basis of their qualification, knowledge or experience or education. They both are working because of the substantial interest in each other's company. So in this situation, whose income will club under whom? देखो क्लबिंग के लिए क्लबिंग ऑफ द स्पाउस इनकम हैज टू कंप्लीट टू फुलफिल टू कंडीशन. वन, द वाइफ वेयर शी इज वर्किंग शी इज इन दैट कंपनी द हस्बैंड इज हैविंग सब्सटेंशियल इंटरेस्ट एंड एट द सेम टाइम वाइफ इज वर्किंग इन अ जॉब वेयर शी इज नॉट हैविंग शी इज नॉट कैलिपर फॉर दैट जॉब मीन्स दैट जॉब इज नॉट फॉर हर शी इज अ साइंस ग्रेजुएट एंड शी इज डूइंग अ जॉब ऑफ अ कॉमर्स ग्रेजुएट दैट मीन्स नॉट एज पर हर qualification, experience and knowledge. So in that situation, there is a case of if these two conditions fulfilled, then the amount, the income of the spouse will be clubbed to my income. Okay. But now what I'm saying that if I am working in a company where my wife is having substantial interest, right? And at the same time, I'm doing a job which I'm not capable of, but since because of the influence of my wife, I got that job. Similarly, my wife is working in a company where I have a substantial interest and she is not capable of that job, capable for that job, but still she got the job. Now in this situation, whose income should be clubbed? Because both the condition is fulfilled. In this situation, the person, either the husband or the wife, whoever income is higher in that other members' income will get clubbed. Suppose I'm earning 4 lakh rupees and my wife is earning 5 lakh rupees. So in this situation, my income will be clubbed to her and she has to pay tax. Understood? If my income is 5 lakhs and she is earning 4 lakhs, in that situation, her income will be clubbed to me because both the conditions are fulfilled. So that is the first part. I hope you understood. Okay? I hope you understood. Now, income of daughter-in-law clubbed to father-in-law. Income of a daughter-in-law means bahu. Okay? When the bahu comes, after the marriage, when they enter the house, so when she entered the house, the father-in-law gave her a check of 10 lakh rupees as a shagun, token of love. Since you entered my house, you are my Lakshmi, take this 10 lakhs. So that 10 lakhs, daughter-in-law deposited in some bank or invested in some shares, and from that shares, she is earning every month, every year. So that her income will be clubbed to the income of father-in-law. She will not be charged tax on, will be taxed on the income earned from that amount which is given by father-in-law. Understood? Clear? Acha, one more thing. In this, there is one more point which we need to, again, I repeat, father-in-law has given a gift. That gift may be a whole building, a cash gift, or a car. Okay, a big Mercedes car. So as soon as she got the gift, the very next day, suppose father gave her a building, so in that building she started educational institute. In that building she told ki, father-in-law, you have given me this premises na, I am using this for an education institute where I am doing where I am starting fashion designing ka course, education interior designing ka course, I am starting music ka course, music composition ka course, music development ka course, sound engineering ka course. So there I am starting the institute and from that we will earn money. So father-in-law is very happy. So the income which is earned from that institute will not be clubbed under daughter-in-law. It will be clubbed to father-in-law. Or suppose father-in-law has given a Mercedes. So Mercedes daughter, what daughter-in-law did? She gave that Mercedes to J.W. Merritt on a rental basis for 5 years. J.W. Merritt on a rental basis for 5 years. Take this. Because we don't want Mercedes. We have enough car. So we'll be going in a... But father has given. So she decided to earn money from that. So now whatever rent she is earning from that on a rental basis, hiring the car to the J.W. Merritt. So all that income will be clubbed to father-in-law. On a condition that when she is earning this income, when during the course of earning of this income, there should be the relationship of the father-in-law and daughter-in-law should be existing. Existing means the she is still the daughter-in-law. She has not taken divorce. Okay. If she has taken divorce and after the divorce, if she is earning the money, income from that, then in that case, it will not be clubbed to father-in-law. Then it will be charged to the daughter-in-law only. So the relation should be existing by law. They are not divorced. The income, the period in which the income is earned, during that period, the relation of the daughter-in-law and father-in-law should be existing. They have not been divorced or something like that. Engagement is not... See, if engage, after the engagement, if the father-in-law gave the gift and that gift is invested... So engagement is not a legal certificate that you are daughter-in-law of that. Engagement is just an initial talk, right? So engagement hua hai, in that situation, the relation is not existing. So income earned will be charged to her only. But after the marriage, if she is getting some amount and that amount is invested by her, then it will be clubbed to father because at the time of income earned by him, she is the daughter-in-law of the family. Okay, fine. Acha, now, what happened? One more example. If daughter, as soon as she entered the house after the marriage, the father-in-law gave her a check of 10 lakhs. Now, on that 10 lakhs, she put her 5 lakhs and she invested 15 lakhs in some investment and there she is getting every month interest. There she is getting every month interest. Oh, that means... In that income, the whole income will not get clubbed. It will get divided in the ratio 10 is to 5. That is 2 is to 1. So the amount, the income earned will be divided in the ratio 2 is to 1. Two part will be clubbed to the father-in-law and one part will be charged to the daughter-in-law. Clear? Yes. So I think this part is also clear. Now, income of a minor child. Income of a minor child means your child is earning some income. So that income will be clubbed to my income. My child is earning and that income will be charged because she is a minor. Till now, she is minor. But that, till 22nd Feb, she was minor. Now she has become major now. So now, whatever income she will be earning, it will be chargeable under her head only. Okay. Now, minor child who is not 18 yet, you know, is 12 years or 10 years. So if he is getting some income from what? Acha. When a minor child income will get clubbed to me, condition that the income earned by that minor child is not because of his physical, by putting his physical efforts or by knowledge, by his skill, by his artistic mind, or by his, his or her talent. Agar Indian Idol mein jeeta, if he won Indian Idol, from there she or he is, the minor child is earning, then because of her talent or his talent, they have earned that. So that will not get clubbed to me. It will be individually charged. If my daughter or my child is a child actor and he's earning, and his or her earning is more than papa's earning, in that case, it will not get clubbed. Condition is minor child income earned by the minor child should not be because of the physical efforts, talent, skill. It is totally earned. So then on what case the income, from where the minor child is getting income? For example, the dadaji has given a fixed deposit in the name of the child, and from that fixed deposit you are getting every month interest. So that interest will get clubbed to the father. Understood? Acha. The income of a minor child will be clubbed to a father with an exemption of 2,500 rupees. Means whatever income, suppose 10,000 income earned, the 10,000 minus 2,500, that income will be charged to. Okay? Clear? So income from minor child is also over. So these are the few income which comes in the day-to-day use of our life. That's the reason this is discussed in this chapter. Rest of the income you can go through because they are very simple to understand. But this was interesting. That's the reason I have taken these three examples from income from clubbing. So clubbing of income. I hope you have understood the clubbing of income ka part. That is all from this chapter. Thank you very much.